This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate here, in just a moment. But first, a new gadget called a ring cam aims to make it easier to capture the yes moment of a marriage proposal for a couple to treasure forever. The ring cam has a built-in wide-angle lens and a hidden microphone and can simply be plugged into a computer to download the footage. The box looks like a normal jewelry box, but the lid has a wide-angle, high-definition camera on it and a USB port on the side. The camera can be rented for 3 weeks at a time, but the firm even offers a $1,500 package for those who want to have it all. The high-priced package includes a secret photographer to accompany the ring cam and take photos for during and after the proposal. And hopefully, she says yes. Taylor Swift is one step ahead of porn peddlers who want to use her name to hawk their wares. Taylor snatched up the domain name taylorswift.porn and taylorswift.adult. She decided to make a preemptive strike a couple of months before domain names with .porn and .sucks became available to the public. Men's love for women with big bottoms can be traced to prehistoric times. Researchers found that men were most attracted to women exhibiting a 45.5-degree curve from back to buttocks. They say this traces back to prehistoric times because that degree curve allowed women to better support and provide for and carry out multiple pregnancies. This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A weekly guest is Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, formerly of Animal Precinct on Animal Planet TV. Good morning, Anne-Marie. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, but I hear it's kitten season. This is the time of year when the kittens suddenly emerge from all over the place.
Yes, absolutely. In the humane world, it's not a good time of year, unfortunately, because shelters and rescue groups become overwhelmed with kittens and pregnant cats coming in after, you know, producing litters over the late winter, early spring. So this is the time of year, and we're in it. And unfortunately, this is something that happens every year, and it's really, really a tough time for not only the kittens and the moms who are about to give birth, but also for the shelter workers who are overwhelmed at this time.
This is the normal gestation period for cats, and this is when they have the kitten. So suddenly there's a kitten boom, which, like you said, isn't necessarily a good thing at all.
Yeah, it's a natural cycle for cats. It's about 65 days, their gestation period, anywhere from 63 to 71 for certain breeds of cats. So they give birth after just 2 months. So then they can quickly give birth again. It's a time that it all happens at once. You know, babies are born in the spring in nature. This is when, you know, plants start blooming, kittens start coming out. And I just remember being in shelters and as an animal cop, seeing just tons and tons of cats and kittens, strays and ferals all over the place. And let me tell you, Mike, it's not a good life for a cat who is born outside with no food source, with no medical care, with no, without anything. Anything, if they get sick, they get hit by cars. My husband was actually having dinner in Queens the other night, and he noticed cats dumpster diving in the snow. And it was horrible for him. And he's seen it before, but it's something that you never get used to seeing these cats just trying to survive. But there's a lot of things that we can do as people and as pet owners and as responsible human beings. That's first is get your cat spay and neutered. I mean, that should just be a no-brainer, right? I mean, it happens where people have cats, they let them outdoors, and they don't spay and neuter them. And then we have this issue of cats and the shelter workers and the rescue workers going crazy trying to save as many as they can.
Well, that's it. That's where you start, right? The spay and neutering. Is it the cost involved that keeps people from doing it?
You know, it shouldn't be nowadays because there are a lot of very low cost or free spay neuter programs that every Humane Society, SPCA, or rescue group will offer. So there's really no excuse. You know, a lot of people just don't take the time. They don't see what happens. All you have to do is go to a shelter, your local shelter or Humane Society this time of year and all summer long, really, and look at the numbers of kittens that are coming in. And I'll tell you, a lot of them don't make it out. They euthanize kittens, they euthanize moms who are pregnant, and as horrible as that sounds, it's just what happens because they're so overwhelmed they can't take care of all of these cats and kittens. There aren't enough people adopting. So if you can adopt, please adopt. The other option is foster. Foster a pregnant mom, foster a litter of kittens. Now, taking in a newborn kittens is a 24-hour crazy time, unless you have the ability to feed them every 3 hours and really put the time in. That's something that is reserved for a certain group of people. I've done it, you know, for many, many years. But you can always take in a pregnant mom and let her give birth. Make sure she has a quiet area in your home, because if she were in a shelter, it's very stressful. No matter how nice the shelter is, it's still a stressful place with dogs barking. They don't have their private place. Cats are very private. They want to have their own space and, you know, and give birth to their kittens. And you don't want them to hurt them in any way because they're so stressed out. I mean, there's so much more to it. But what I can say is, if you want that experience and you want to help out a shelter, then consider fostering or get involved in their trap, neuter, release program, which, and set up a feral cat colony, because they're all over. And that's something you can research in your area to see who does that. That's a great way of returning feral cats to a safe environment where they're getting fed. They have a food source. You can become a feeder for one of these colonies. You can trap them and bring them to vets or local SPCAs, humane societies, and have them spay and neutered and return them to the wild. There's so many things we can do as concerned citizens to help this cat population get under control.
All right. As a total novice on this, even though I used to have two cats, it's been a long time. How many cats are usually, or kittens are usually in a litter?
Yeah, it can vary. I mean, I've seen one, two, you know, seven or eight. I mean, it could go as long. Listen, there's probably even more than that. The average, I would think, is 4 to 5, 4 to 6. That seems to be the typical, usually, you know, four kittens. I mean, that's how I ended up with a lot of my cats. I took in a mom with her four babies. I ended up keeping them. Last summer, actually 3 summers ago, I took in 2 week-old kittens. They were 1 week old, my little orange guys. And I, you know, raised them, bottle-fed them, and I kept them. So that's why we have 9 cats. And that's what happens with cat people. I'm not a crazy cat lady, but I certainly know that there's so much need for cats to have good homes that it's hard to give them up. I'm what they consider a foster failure, where I take them in and it's really hard for me to adopt them out. But I have done that. I mean, I will do that. It's something that people, unless you are in the world, the humane world, you really don't think about it. But I wish people would start to think about what they can do to help, because I think cats and dogs, they're really everybody's responsibility in your own community.
Well, the other question I had is, if you see wild cats running around, or, you know, unattended cats, can you tell whether they've been spayed or neutered just by looking at them or their behavior?
It's tough, but if there's a feral cat colony and people are out there spay and neutering in different communities, sometimes the vets will notch the ears after they spay and neuter them, so you know that they've already been spay or neutered. But you can always tell a big tomcat. I mean, you can always see the evidence on his rear end area, and the behavior, the loud crying out, the spraying near your house. And female cats will go into heat twice a year. There are signs if you have the time and you have a cat that's living in your area or under your porch. You know, we have one that's been living under our porch all winter, but she's an owned cat. So I'm not doing anything with her. I know where she lives, but, you know, the cats are everywhere, whether they're strays, whether they're owned, or whether they're ferals. So it's really about keeping your eye out and noticing what's going on and call the proper people. Sometimes it takes quite a few phone calls. A lot of the shelters and rescue groups are, again, overwhelmed at this time of year. So it really takes patience. It really takes, you know, being very, very aggressive with trying to help this animal, whether it's trapping them yourself and getting them to the proper place. But, you know, getting them to a shelter sometimes ends in their demise. So there's that challenge and struggle, too. You might be better off spay and neutering them, returning them, and then, you know, taking care of them outdoors or giving them shelter. I mean, there's really a lot of options out there. It's really what you can do and what you're willing to do for these animals.
All right. And what you're willing to do for your animals is beyond the imagination of most people, because you repurpose everything in your house that becomes obsolete. And in this case, it was a Snuggie, right?
Absolutely. I'm crazy. But it's so funny because I had this Snuggie that I never used, and no offense to the Snuggie people, but I never used it. So I said, well, what am I going to do with this? So I cut it up. I made pillowcases out of it and put it on my old pillows. And I also made catnip toys. I rolled it like a cigar. I took loose catnip, which if you're a cat person, you usually have some in your house, and I sprinkled it in the material. I rolled it like a cigar, and I sewed each end of it, and I made catnip toys for my cats. they love it. They go crazy for it. It's a heck of a lot cheaper than going out and buying new catnip toys all the time, because cats will destroy the catnip toys. I mean, they get in there and they lick it and they chew it, and so you always have to have a new set of catnip toys. So that's what I do in my spare time, Mike. Not that I have a lot of it, but, you know, I can't see throwing things away, and I want my animals to be as comfy as possible. And you can also take old robes. You know, your old robes. What do you do with your old robes? Throw them at the end of your bed or on the couch. Animals will automatically gravitate toward anything that's yours and anything that's soft and snuggly. So don't throw them out. Reuse them.
Well, I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
A Snuggie?
A Snuggie, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, they come in such bright colors. It's really, really, it's my cats love it. So I'm pretty happy with my creation.
Anne-Marie Lucas, thank you so much for your insights, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
And with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, a major announcement from the world's largest motorcycle maker. Outsourcing and layoffs sent the company stock down for a fourth straight day. An overreaction or part of a bigger picture today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan. For American Biker Minute, Harley-Davidson gave notice to Missouri officials that anticipated layoffs of nearly 170 employees at the Kansas City plant on May 11th will continue through September 30th. A company spokesperson was quoted as saying this will align overall production needs for the facility. Harley-Davidson stock is down in 2015, but some analysts expect the cost-cutting to make for a bounce. ABM spoke with bikers who had recently been laid off from jobs in the north. More on that story this week on The Minute. American Biker Minute. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A two-time All-Star who played for eight teams in 14 Major League seasons, this outfielder was known for breaking up Dave Steeb's perfect game in 1989 with two outs in the ninth inning.
And Roberto Kelly has broken up the Dave Steeb perfect game bit.
So where is Roberto Kelly now? Roberto managed in the minors for a few seasons after his retirement. In 2007, he became San Francisco's first base coach, where he did something he never did as a player, win a World Series. But Roberto had a scary moment during the 2012 postseason.
Roberto Kelly was hit by a ball earlier today during BP and was escorted off the field.
Nice to see that Roberto Kelly is doing just fine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.